I'm at the hub, the control centre. It might not sound it, but I am at the heart of the media empire that is Toaster News. James.
Good afternoon. I wouldn't say media empire. I'd say a local daily newspaper, but on the internet for Toaster and the villages around it.
Brilliant. I'm glad you explained it, because I would no doubt have fluffed that. And you work from what you call your shed. It's a nice shed, but you built it with your own hands out of wood.
Absolutely. Bought it on eBay. A neighbour helped me. Took a few weeks really to do because of the weather, and it's painted and it's green and it's a great little place to work. And as you hear, you can hear the birds singing, a few hens outside clucking away, keep me company.
And your glass of wine in hand, because it is Sunday, even if you are doing a bit of work.
Absolutely, it's Sunday. This is unusual, really. Generally, it's cracking on.
Do you work every day, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, virtually.
A lot of news to cover.
Yeah, and there's always admin and this sort of thing. And, of course, you need a revenue stream, which means advertising sales.
Right. So, what's your background?
Originally newspapers, then into typesetting, from there into pre-press and printing, mostly all in the publishing environments, and then back to this.
Wow. So did you just suddenly one day wake up and go, I think I want to run a local newspaper from my shed?
Not quite. I researched it for some friends who've got some newspapers, and I thought this is the way to do it. Just put it all on the internet, updated constantly, and hyper-local.
When was that?
2.25 years ago.
Who does your photography?
I do.
Who does your web design?
I do.
Who does the getting the advertisement in?
I do.
Who does the writing?
I do. And my contributors, people who send me information.
Fantastic. Although there'll be lots and lots of newspapers out there going, damn you, damn your eyes.
Well, it's straightforward. It's just about engaging with the people around and about, mostly being positive, some bad news you've got to report, and then helping them.
So do you think it's important for local news to focus more on the positives than the negative stories?
Yes, I think so. And I think it's also to report everything pretty well. Everything that's happening. You know, women's institutes, village fates, all of those. They're the essence of a small area like this, which is basically a market town and a hinterland.
And everything you do is kind of funded by the advertisement, or do you sell photographs? Or?
Do sell some photographs, give hundreds of them away, inevitably.
More about community, I suppose.
It is, and it's also the photographs are important, the quality of the pictures is important.
Lots and lots of hits?
Yeah, about 6,500 visitors a week.
Okay, and that's enough for you to run good advertisement off the back of, because you've got the stats to show these people and they're getting results.
It's more about results. Stats are not the main thing. I have a high repeat factor. I've got about an 80% repeat business.
Wow.
On the advertising. They wouldn't be doing that if they weren't getting the response.
No, definitely. So if somebody wants to go and view what's going on in and around the Toaster area, where would they need to go?
www.aboutmyarea.co.uk/NN12, which is the postcode.
NN12 on the end of that. You can always rewind and listen to that again, should you want to. Go on, say it one more time.
www.aboutmyarea.co.uk/NN12.
It's not shorter because of any reason.
Yeah, it's just big and clever. It gives Tiny URL a business model.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, James. I'm going to enjoy this glass of wine you've just given me, and then maybe we'll come back and talk some more.